I'm Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week for the week of March 4th is Carlos Johnson from Benton Harbor High School Basketball. Here's my conversation with Carlos, as heard on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It's brought to you by CMG Financial. Experience extraordinary when buying your new home, NMLS 1820. This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our current WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week is Carlos Johnson of Benton Harbor High School Basketball. Carlos helped lead the Tigers to the Class B District Championship, and after that, the Regional Championship. And in that District Championship week, Carlos, in the game against Niles, led the Tigers with 14 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals. Against Coloma, 9 points in that game with 7 assists, 14 rebounds, and 3 steals. And in the game against South Haven for the District Championship, another double-double. 18 points, 10 rebounds to go along with 7 assists and 2 block shots. Carlos, congratulations. That was a nice week.
Thanks.
I kind of asked you before we got going here. Some people may look at some of your stats and only gravitate toward the points scored. And you've got a lot of them, not only this week, but all season long. But you're the type of player that prides yourself on a lot of other stats other than just the points. And as this week showed, it shows. What are some of the other, you know, stats that you really like to pride yourself on?
Assists and, of course, rebounding. But assists because, you know, most good players like to be selfish and think they've got to score all the points. And most of the time, you really don't have to when your teammates is open, if you got good teammates like I do. So I really just focus on my assists and getting them open all the time.
I've noticed that about you and the team as well, because a lot of people are going to grab the other team. Their defense is going to gravitate toward you and try to shut you down. But you, in all confidence, can go to anybody else on the floor and know fully well that they're going to put the ball in the bucket.
Yeah, so once that happened, then I just trusted my teammates a lot just to make the open shots or any shots that I give to them. Instead of just, I could just take the shots contested or whatever, but I just choose to give to them because my trust is in them to make the shots.
Last year as a freshman, you had a phenomenal year as a freshman. As you get ready for this, your sophomore year, what were some of the things you wanted to improve on? And again, you had a great year last year. What did you want to improve on, though, after last year coming into this year? Was there any particular part or maybe a couple parts of your game that you were working on?
I was working on my jump shooting and some more of my footwork down low or getting out the trap, and it was mostly my dribble moves too.
So, okay.
So it just, I think that could help us during the long run, especially open shots. They go into zones that I think they're going to leave us open so we can shoot. So I just really try to focus on that a little bit more too.
I've asked Coach this throughout the season, keys to the success for Benton Harbor this season. You just won a regional championship. For you as a player, a starter, as a sophomore on the team, what do you think have been the keys to the success for this year's team?
I think it's mostly our chemistry, how much chemistry we got together and how much we play with each other. So, I mean, and mostly our focus, too. Our focus has been on point, too. So even on the bad games we have, the low-scoring games, our chemistry helps us build us the mental that we need.
Your coach is Corey Sterling, and you know, Coach, we've asked you the last couple of years to talk about what impresses you most about what Carlos does in the basketball court, and you play him as a big, but Carlos, to me, is one of the more impressive guys who plays as a big. They can play almost any position on the court for Benton Harbor, no matter where you want to put him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Carlos, you know, can play all positions on the floor, so it's really hard to keep him off the floor. You know, I might sub him out just for a little while, and you recognize that, you know, we're missing, you know, a threat, you know, not just scoring, but just setting people up. You know, he's very unselfish. You know, he got a high IQ for the game, and his motor is outstanding, which caused him to get a lot of rebounds.
As a coach, these stats that I mentioned, the points are there, the rebounds are there, the assists are there, the steals are there, the block shots are there. Is there one that stands out to you most, that impresses you most about Carlos Johnson?
Yeah, just his passing ability. You know, again, once he do pass, he will go in and get the offensive rebound when his teammates miss. So, you know, he's never given up on the play. So for him to, you know, just build those stats as a 15-year-old sophomore is outstanding. You know, second-year starter, close to 1,000 points already in 2 years. So we expecting, you know, Carlos to continue to develop. You know, his freshman year to sophomore year, he made a great leap. So we're looking for another leap. His leading the team next year as a junior.
You mentioned his basketball skills, his basketball IQ. He's getting it done in the classroom, too, a 4.055 grade point average. Congratulations on that, Carlos. I guess finally coming into the season, were there any personal goals you set for yourself coming into this year? Anything personally, or are they mainly team goals you wanted to focus on?
Personal goals was just try to be a leader, even if I am the underclassman and a whole lot of seniors, but still try to be a leader and keep us all together in shape. But as a team goal, I just want us to just keep our chemistry no matter the starters, because we have a lot of players on our team that's good and that can either start rotating on and off the bench, but just keep our composure, whoever starting either game. So just be our focus is key.
Right. Hey, congratulations on the effort in the districts and the regionals, too. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks.
All right. Carlos Johnson of Benton Harbor High School Basketball is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.